Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. Again, we are blessed because God tells us how to live the life of a disciple. So he tells us, if you listen to the readings today, they focus on two things, faith and the Holy Spirit. That these are what we must use to grow in discipleship. And again, it says the way the first reading ends, it says the just man shall live by faith. And then the way the gospel begins is the apostles asking for an increase of faith. Now, again, when I was at the Tampa last week, as we talked about, and the various things, and what keeps happening is people have been asking me, what's the crisis? And I talked about this last week or the week before. And again, I believe the crisis in the church is a crisis of faith. That people just don't have the faith that's necessary to unlock the sacraments and to truly live the life of a Christian. We go through the motions, we show up, we try to be good people, but that's very different than faith. You can be a priest and not have faith. You can go to daily mass and not have faith. You can come to church every week and not have faith. Just because you show up doesn't make you a disciple. So what Paul was told, what he tells, and I love because he's picking on Timothy. Timothy is a priest and a bishop. And he reminds him that he has to stir into a flame that God gave him when they laid hands upon him. That this is something, it's an ongoing thing. You can't sit back and say, oh no, I got that. Really? And so like I said at the last mass, I says, one of the good ways to find out if you don't think you need faith is just say, if I was to tell you in an hour you're going to be dead, if that would bother you significantly, then you need an increase of faith. And so someone came afterwards and says, so Father, you're telling me, if I told you in an hour, you'd be dead. You'd be okay with that. I'd be ecstatic that I get to go to heaven. Now, I would like to talk about how that would happen, maybe. You know, like, how's it going to happen? I don't know if I want to suffer much. But if God came to me and says, hey, listen, you get to come to heaven this afternoon. Before I pull the number for the Oktoberfest? Yes. Okay, that'll be good. I'll do it. Because then people get all mad at me afterwards if I don't pull their number. But anyway. But the idea that we need faith. Faith is primarily concerned with eternal life, is it not? That's why we do what we do, so we can live forever. This is the core of our faith. So you got to find out where you are there. But not only is it about eternal life, it's about living a life of power, of love, and of self-control. That is what's necessary for the Holy Spirit to work in us. So all of us have to have that same prayer. Increase my faith. We all need an increase of faith. The Holy Father needs an increase of faith. All the cardinals need an increase of faith. Every bishop needs an increase of faith. Every priest, I'll be doing a priest retreat this weekend in Lafayette. All those guys need an increase of faith. We all do. So we begin by asking God every day, increase my faith. Because when I have faith, now I can start using everything God gives me. And so again, what he does is he gives us the power of God in his Holy Spirit. Now remember last week I talked about if you have a glove, a boxing glove, the boxing glove has no power. It just sits there. But if I put my hand in it and I punch you, now in a gentle way, if I do that, it has now great power. The Holy Spirit is the one who is inside of us that we have to use to have power in our life. Again, when we listen to this second reading talks about the spirit that God has given us is not a cowardly spirit or a coward spirit of cowardice, but one, the old line used to be strong, loving, and wise. Now the translation says it gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So when we sit there, all of us who have been baptized have the Holy Spirit. You got him, I got him. When you got confirmation, you got the Holy Spirit. But again, most people, it sits there. One of the oldest analogies we use for that is if you have a glass of white milk and you take some Hershey syrup, and remember those of you who are my age know when we had Hershey syrup as a kid, we got it in cans, correct? And we had to use those little can openers with the little triangles at the end, and we'd put one on one side, pop, and we'd go to the other side, it wouldn't come out right, pop, and then we'd sit there, and that's how we did it. Nowadays, it's so easy for people, all they got to do is take that plastic bottle and squeeze. But just as today, just as 50 years ago, when you take a white glass of milk and you squeeze the chocolate in it, what happens? It sits in the bottom of the glass. What do you got to do to make that 1 inch of chocolate into chocolate milk? Stir it up. You and I have the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our lives. He is there. But for most people, he's sitting at the bottom of your soul. He's just sitting there. Not much Holy Spirit, that much you. What do we got to do? Stir it up. And he was telling Timothy, the bishop priest, listen, Timothy, keep stirring that spirit within you. So what that means is we need, as I've talked about 1,000 times, devotion to the Holy Spirit. That every day all of us should be saying a prayer of surrender to the Holy Spirit, because that's how we stir it up. And when we have faith, we know that all the gifts that God gives us are truly ours, right? When he says that you have power, most Christians go around thinking they're weak. What's that from? Who do you think that's from if you think you're weak? Who do you think that comes from? The devil. It's not from God. He says, listen, I didn't give you a cowardly spirit. You're not weak. You have power. The word for that is dynamite, dynamism. That's where it comes from. You and I are like dynamite, right? Do you act like you're like dynamite? Or do you act like poof, 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 or bang? We need to be dynamite. See, this is where the deaf people have a break, because they didn't have to hear that bang. Anyway, so that's the reality. We need to be people who operate in power. The second thing is we're love. Is there ever a person in your life that you cannot love? I'll bet you. So you say, Jesus, I can't love this person, but you can. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, love this person through me. And he will. Your job, my job, is to get out of the way. Finally, self-discipline. That the spirit that God gives us creates discipline in our life, right? Now, again, how many people say, oh, you know, I have no discipline. I keep eating and eating and eating, and I just give it up. I can't do it. Of course you can. In yourself, you can't. Or, you know, I can't exercise. You know, I just don't have the power. Of course you can. It's getting the Holy Spirit inside you. Or you might have things that you're struggling with, whether it be looking at porn or whether it be gossiping or whether I have no discipline. You don't. I get it. But God's inside of you, and he has great discipline. Use the gift that God has given you. Faith unlocks the gift, but then you got to stir it every day. And then what happens is when we start doing this, we don't walk around like we're weak and defeated people. For goodness sakes, we are more than conquerors, the Word of God says. We are more than conquerors, and we got to act that way. And we will when we grow in faith, and when we surrender to the Holy Spirit. When you and I do that on a daily basis, we become who God created us to become. Beloved sons and daughters of him, who are not weak, but have power, love, and self-discipline. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.